Well, some alumni of the historic Ligon High School who lived through segregation, making their voices heard to make sure their beloved school, which is now Ligon Magnet Middle School, is not torn down as it faces renovations. Ligon was converted to a junior high back in the 1970s to integrate Raleigh's city schools. And joining us now is one of the people who graduated from Ligon High School, Carol Gartrell. Carol, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. So, first of all, I want to begin with how your experience was over at Ligon High School. And you were a very prominent person there. So, what role did you have late in your stint at Ligon?
Well, Ligon was actually a junior-senior high school. It went from grades 7 through 12. And I started out walking over to Ligon from Crosby, actually, because I was in the orchestra. So before I got to 7th grade, I was walking over from Crosby to Ligon to play with the orchestra. Then naturally, once 7th grade was the beginning of my tenure there, and school was a refuge for me. My family suffered the loss of our parents growing up. And I was at Crosby when my mother passed, 12 years old. And then in 10th grade, my father passed. My grandmother's funeral was on a Monday. My father had a stroke on Tuesday. Hmm. People were still here for my grandmother's funeral. We had to split up and go live with different relatives during that time. And I went to my cousin, Bobby Day, who was on the police force during that era. My mother was 50, so I was able to still stay at Ligon. I had to because that was really the only school block to attend. And the school was a refuge for me. I would go as early as I could get there and stay as late as I could, and became involved with cheerleading and building the orchestra, student council. We had student council elections every year, and with each year I would, you know, run for an office, vice president, and then the senior year I was president.
Right.
And it was really teachers and the counselors at Ligon that made a difference in my life.
Yeah.
Our counselor, Thelma Daly, really went on to become the president of the National Counselors Association nationwide. And she is very active still. And they were really very encouraging. They nurtured, but they expected nothing less than your best. I remember our English teacher, Mr. Lipston, who was heavily involved in theater productions during that time as well. You know, he was very professional. He came to work every day with stiffly starched cuffs, with cufflinks and, you know, the full necktie, just very professional. And he was one of the toughest English teachers we had. And a lot of times students would try to dodge getting him. But I really wanted to have him because I felt like If I could excel under the best teachers, that was going to be the best preparation for me. It was really more satisfying for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough going because he really was very strict.
Right.
And his expectations were phenomenal. You know, when you thought you had done your best, we had to present book reports before the class. And the only thing you could have before it in your hand would be the book itself. And maybe some paper clips, pages in the book, so you could read substantiations of characterizations. You really had to substantiate anything that you said. And you put the printed copy on his desk as you came before the class. And everything went in alphabetical order. And my maiden name was Adam. So I was like the guinea pig. I went first. And, you know, before you sat down, you had to say, questions, comments, criticisms. And he said, well, it's not the worst I've heard. And I thought I had really done the best, you know, and some people thought, we don't know what to do next. That was all he had to say.
I imagine that was about the highest praise he could give somebody is that it's not the worst I've ever.
It was hard work, but it was good work. It's very personally rewarding. Oh. Our chemistry teacher was the same. You know, sometimes she would say, we were taking an exam and people would be watching the clock and she would say, time is passing, are you? They were just very demanding teachers. And as a result, I think it was the best preparation I could have had.
Right.
I did what I was able to get. I was fortunate that Shaw University had its celebration of 100 years my senior year, 1965. Mm-hmm. It was 100 years old, and they had Dean Thomas P. came over to Lincoln and gave some of us a test, a written exam of some kind, and about six or seven of us got a full scholarship. It was called a Centennial Scholarship at Shaw that year, and that's how I was able to get completed 4 years
right.
at the university. So it was good preparation for me for graduate school. I went to graduate school at State in counseling, counselor education, mm-hmm. and following in the footsteps of my counselor at Ligon. I've been a counselor for my career. I was director of the counseling center at Shaw University, and I was a counselor at Carroll
right.
Middle, ACOC, when ACOC was a junior high before the organizational structure changed from junior high to middle school.
Yeah.
And I stayed with the ninth grade at Enloe, and then I went to Redirection, which was a vocational school for older ninth graders. And, you know, between the last 12 years of my career, I was a counselor at Leesville Road High School.
We have about a minute here before we have to go, but what benefit would it have students to keep this building up and the way it is?
Well, we know it has to be renovated. 75 years old, there's no question about, you know, the infrastructure being really at the bottom of the totem pole, I'm sure. And we understand that renovations must be done. If that means the school is going to be rebuilt, it should be rebuilt where it stands. It should not be wiped off of Lenore Street and then put at the bottom of the hill at the back of the school. That's all. That is our concern. You know, Broughton was renovated. They didn't wipe it off of P Street. And our position is the same. We want to see it preserved with renovations, or if that means rebuilding it, but leave it at the top of the hill for visibility and for the history of what we have left of the community.
Carol Gertrell joining us here today. It's a fascinating story about your background and how much this place means something to you, and justifiably so. Carol, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.